This is Ag Economic Insights. This week, we're going to look at farm debt repayment. We're back here on Ag Economic Insights, going to look at farm debt repayment problems or the prospects of some repayment problems. We're visiting with co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. Of course, that is David Widmar. And David, last year you took a look at farm debt delinquencies and really wasn't much of a problem for the year of 2014. Now, you've looked over some of that data again. What are you finding out?
Thanks for having me on again today, Joe. Always great chatting with you. Like you said, last year, we took a look at farm debt delinquencies through the end of 2014, and everything in the data at that point was kind of showing farmers were able to repay, were repaying their loans at historically great levels. But 2015 was a pretty rough year for producers. Across the entire nation, net farm income fell by about 38%. Looking back all the way back to 2013, net farm income has fallen about 55%. So the concerns for this farm debt repayment problem is starting to build as producers are going to find themselves in a tight situation. So this week, we revisited that data. We dug back in it, looked at it back in through 2015. And the data are split into real estate loans for farmers and non-real estate loans for farmers.
Let's talk about both those two, starting with the farm non-real estate loans. What are you seeing there?
When we look at farm debt delinquencies in 2015, at the end, the fourth quarter of that year, the data are from the Kansas City Federal Reserve and their Ag Finance Data Book. They do a great job of tracking in that data all the way back until 1987. We see that less than 1%, about 0.98% of non-real estate farm loans were delinquent at the end of 2015. That's compared to 0.7% at the end of 2014. So we've seen an uptick, but in our opinion, it's not a cause for concern. One thing to keep in mind when we're looking at that, over the 29 years of data that Kansas City Fed has been tracking, the average long-run delinquency rate is about 2.3%. So again, we're up a little bit from 2014, but still below 1% and still well below that 2.32%. The last time we saw a kind of a spike in farm debt delinquencies was in 2009, where we got up close to 3%. And of course, at the end of the 1980s, when the data were started collecting, that was up above 6%. So it's important to add some perspective in that. So again, similar to the end of last year, things are still concerning, but they're still in historically low levels.
All right. Then the farm real estate loans, what do we need to look at there?
Yeah. So when we look at farm real estate loans, it's a very similar story. In fact, farm real estate delinquencies are down slightly in 2015 compared to 2014, but still well below that long-term, that long-run average. Currently, the rate's at 1.4%, and we're well below the 24-year average of 2.3%. So, again, similar story at or near historically low levels for producers.
Well, let's wrap this up by making a similar conclusion as you've had last year. What do you think?
Yeah, so you know, the big picture conclusion here is that the share of total farm loans reported as delinquent is and has been for a little while at near historic lows. And that's just the case for farm real estate and non-farm real estate. It's important to note that when we also look at the volume or the value, how much the dollar amount of these loans is also much lower than levels that we saw just in 2009. So those delinquencies, even when we look at the dollar value, is less than levels in 2009. One kind of important caveat within this data is that while we're at historic levels now, that can quickly change. From 2008 to 2009, the delinquencies of farm non-real estate loans more than doubled. So it increased from 1.5% to more than 3% in just 12 months. And so we're looking okay now, but we expect that when things start to change, it can change very rapidly.
That is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. For more on today's topic of farm debt repayment, go to ageconomist.com. That's Ag Economic Insights for this week. I'm Joe Gangwish on the Rural Radio Network.